USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. In a full interview airing last hour on CBS, President Joe Biden addressed several issues, including his stimulus package, Iran, and his son Hunter's memoir.
And you know, I'll bet there's not a family you know that doesn't have somebody in their family that had a drug problem or an alcohol problem. But the honesty with which he stepped forward and talked about the problem and the hope that it gave me hope reading it. I mean, it was like, my boy's back.
President Biden says the U.S. will not lift nuclear sanctions on Iran in order for them to live up to their end of the nuclear deal after the supreme leader of Iran urged the U.S. to do so on Sunday. He said $1,400 stimulus payments are still part of his relief package because that is what Americans were promised. However, said his provision to raise the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour is not likely to pass. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury, and it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $75. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com.
Representative Liz Cheney of Wyoming, the House Republican Conference Chair, says she will not resign because she voted across party lines to impeach former President Donald Trump.
Look, I think people all across Wyoming understand and recognize that our most important duty is to the Constitution. And as I've explained and will continue to explain to supporters all across the state and voters all across the state, the oath that I took to the Constitution compelled me to vote for impeachment, and it doesn't bend to partisanship. It doesn't bend to political pressure. It's the most important oath that we take. And so I will stand by that, and I will continue to fight for all of the issues that matter so much to us.
Representative Cheney told Fox News Sunday that she would listen to the evidence and testimony before deciding whether to convict. The Wyoming Republican Party censured her on Saturday and called for her resignation. House Republicans voted not to remove Representative Cheney from her position as the third highest member of House Republican leadership. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The CDC says 39 million doses of COVID vaccines have been administered in the U.S., just over 4 million of those in long-term care facilities. Health officials are hoping for approval of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine soon, giving a third option in the U.S.
About 1.3 million Americans a day are receiving a coronavirus vaccination, with hopes that rate will increase if Johnson & Johnson's one-dose vaccine receives an emergency use authorization from the FDA. The drug maker asked the agency for consideration for an EUA earlier this week. Dr. Jody Guest, vice chair of the Department of Epidemiology at Emory University, tells CBS News that the Johnson & Johnson vaccine would be a welcome addition to the fight against the virus.
Well, just having more vaccine is going to be a huge difference as we need to roll out more vaccine to more people. We have a lot of people waiting for vaccine, and we need more all the time. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine is a really great vaccine. The data is exciting. 85% effective at preventing severe COVID-19, 100% effective at preventing death. We need this vaccine as quickly as possible.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Four skiers were killed and four others injured by an avalanche in Utah. Two groups in their early 20s to late 30s were touring the backcountry when they were swept up by the avalanche on Saturday morning. Authorities were alerted by one of the skiers' avalanche beacons. The survivors were able to dig themselves out of the snow and ice. Search and rescue teams have been working to recover the bodies. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.